Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Vanishing Year by Kate Moretti. Published by Simon & Schuster in 2016, today's book is all about lies, new beginnings, and true identities. Zoe Whittaker seems to have it all. She's good looking, she has a handsome, rich banker husband, a glamorous Tribeca apartment, and sits on the board of a charitable foundation. But all is not what it seems. At a gala event for her charity, Zoe is desperate to ensure that her photograph is not published in the papers. She wants publicity for the charity, but not herself. Zoe has a past she's trying to hide, a past not even her husband knows about. Zoe's new marriage was a whirlwind affair, and yet Zoe is not the only one with secrets. Her husband Henry is a widower, and Zoe knows nothing about his first wife except that she died in a car accident. She's never even seen a photograph of her. When they met, Zoe was a florist, and Henry swept her up into his rich, privileged world, and Zoe gladly followed him. But now she finds herself friendless and without a job, left to wander her apartment alone with only her thoughts. Zoe is also adopted and is haunted by dreams of her real mother, a woman she's never met. Her adoptive mother is also dead, and her funeral is another source of Zoe's guilt about her past. When Zoe is almost run over by a car and her beautiful apartment is broken into, it looks as though Zoe's past has come back to haunt her. But can she tell her husband the truth about who she really is? Now, The Vanishing Year is a modern take on Daphne du Maurier's Rebecca, which is a book that I've been studying very closely myself recently. It has the mysterious first wife, the closed-lipped husband, and even the ominous housekeeper. Zoe is very much like the main character from Rebecca, left alone without distractions. And with too much time on her hands and everything provided for her, her thoughts churn and fester inside her head. Is she paranoid or is she really under attack from the demons of her past? And yet The Vanishing Year adds another element to this well-known story, how a relationship can be all-consuming and how some people can be willing to let go of their past, their friends and their support networks for love. But as her relationship with Henry begins to sour, Zoe is left all alone again and trapped without support or money. Zoe herself is a complex character, a strange mix of cunning and yet quite naive. While Zoe has reasons to want to escape her past and disappear again into a new identity, the question remains, who is the real Zoe? And while her life is falling down around her, she seeks out her birth mother as an attempt to understand who she truly is. Now, The Vanishing Year is a fast-paced psychological thriller and one of those books that I tore through in only a few short days. So if you like mysterious first wives, the search for identity, New York elites and lies, I recommend The Vanishing Year by Kate Moretti. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.